Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my.
Every day I see my dream.
Every time I dive in my pool, it's hard to be humble when I do the breaststroke through an underground tunnel and come up on the other side in a jacuzzi, being greeted by two naked models with suds on their booties. They give me hugs and lots of kisses, and they ask me what my wish is. I say, go and call your bitches, cause there's gonna be a party. Next they wash my body as a teen, and then they say, fool, your royal penis is clean. And I'm like, yes, it's on and poppin', yes. The party's rockin', yes. The cutie's knockin', yes. And there ain't no stoppin', yes. It's on and poppin', yes. The party's rockin', yes. The cutie's knockin', yes. And there ain't no stoppin'.
Every day I see my dream.
Have you ever
every
had a dream?
I see my, every day I see my dream.
That you,
every
you
day
had
I see my dream.
You would, you could, see you do, you would, you want, you could do so, you want him to do so much,
girl.
You could do anything.
Step outside and say hello to my beautiful world. Grandma's cooking breakfast, she makes pancakes the best. I check my MySpace and I got a lot of friend requests. Yes, I get to dancing as I walk through my mansion, cause I own property from California to the Hamptons. And I sip from my water fountain that dispenses soda. Look out the window and wave at my next neighbor, Oprah. I check to see how my album's doing today. The group LMFAO goes double platinum. Hey, I got a party, man. That's how I live. So I take my elevator to the club in my crib. Like, yes, it's on and popping, yes. The party's rocking, yes. The cutie's shocking, yes. And there ain't no stopping, yes. It's on and popping, yes. The party's rocking, yes. The cutie's shocking, yes. And there ain't no stopping, yes. It's on and popping, yes. The party's rocking, yes. The cutie's shocking, yes. And there ain't no stopping, yes. It's on and popping, yes.
You can feel you do, you wish, you want, you can do so, you want him to do you so much, you can do anything.
Every day I see my dream, every day I see my dream. Every day I see my, every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
The gay thing that we're doing.
Wait, we're doing gay things?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot
gay
of we've been doing a lot of dick grazing.
Oh, that's gay.
And for those
grazing
who don't know,
or gazing,
grazing,
both
grazing. And what that means
so
is you walk up. No, not like that. Not like a cow. But you know, like
that's what grazing is.
When you're in a concert and somebody grazes your dick with their hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we call it dick grazing, and it sounds like Dick Grayson, who used to be Robin, so we call it robining, which means you walk up to somebody, and you have to, like, for example, it's not just rub, yeah, I'm going to rub your dick. You have to engage them in a conversation and fool them. and then go, hey, dick graze. Like, I'll be like, hey, man, what's the time? And then I'll, like, graze your dick. And that counts as a point. You can't just walk up willy-nilly and grab somebody's penis, obviously. There's rules.
Then I'm doing it wrong.
This isn't John and Nathan in a firehouse parking lot. That's for goddamn sure. There's fucking rules involved in robbing.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is jacked. Flexing the guns here. October 29th, 2014. And we are live. Morelikeradio.com/live. It's Wednesday evening, 7 p.m.-ish.
Almost
Eastern
Halloween.
Standard time. Yes, All Hallows Eve is this Friday. That is correct. And that who you heard, let me do introductions here, is Marie. That's her R&B name now, Marie. Next on the docket is John the Laser Santeri. I know when it's an authentic John Laser, and that, my friend, is not an authentic John Laser. We have, I don't know where, maybe he died. We have our lovely, lovely producer, Joel Van Rockstar.
Sean, what are you guys going to be doing for Halloween?
First, I'm going to start by finishing introductions. The next person is Sean. Don't call me Waters. Waters. That's John Sting. Sean.
He was just doing what he was doing.
You guys don't even know what you're doing. And of course, Big Booby D. Who, I don't like this. Forget it. I don't do this anymore. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook if you want to get in contact with the show. And that was not Sassy Royce. That was In Control, Black Woman in Charge Royce.
Maybe you should reintroduce Dutch since he seems to be extra needy tonight.
Did you say he's extra meaty?
No.
Ooh.
Take your pants off, bro. Let me see. You extra meaty tonight?
Don't show me. No, Dutch. No.
I would have, but then I realized we're trying to put this stuff on Vimeo. So
yeah, we can't. You know what I can do, though? I can move it over to D, and then we could see your balls. But
you listen to my balls?
You stream audience can't. There it is.
Now,
I'm looking at Dutch's balls.
So, Dutch, everyone take a look at the little video down there.
Thank you.
Right here in the corner.
D, you're blocking our ball view.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
What's all right, wrong here are balls.
Okay, go ahead. I want to see him. Uh-huh. I want to see him.
There they are.
Balls.
Everyone just saw your balls. I want to let you know, because what I didn't tell you, Dutch,
of course,
because
I showed you.
No, Dutch. Everybody on the internet saw your balls.
Oh, good.
Because what I forgot to tell you at the beginning is, since it's going on Vimeo, they don't have any nudity restrictions like YouTube does.
That's why.
So there's your testicles. And by the way, I've seen Dutch's balls plenty of times. I know him like the back of my hand.
At least everybody's seen me nude.
I know him like the back of my hand.
This is the first time I've seen your balls.
Yeah.
It won't be the last either.
It won't be. They're naturally hairless. It's very odd. It bothers me.
No. I mean, like, I have like wispy blonde hairs on there, but that's about it.
Aww.
That's cute. A former toe head, so I didn't have that darken up.
So. Are we doing that again?
What the hell's a toe head?
We're doing that.
Oh,
again.
Look who's back, John. Where were you?
I've been here the entire time, asshole.
When I did my introduction of you, you weren't there, and we had to do
our
laser.
Say hi.
We had to do our
laser. I was going beep, 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 beep.
John, you were muted.
You
were muted.
No, you were still muted then.
You were muted then.
No, it was unmuted. I kept on going beep 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 beep. I can't say my name.
Wait,
so I
don't go. I love this noise. It's really good. Anyway, we are live. God, everyone's really in a rare mood today, and you know I like that.
It is in rare form.
I like medium rare.
God, see, now I hate it. Now I hate it. I don't like it anymore. I liked it for a second, and John went in there and he ruined it for me.
Well, I thought you were making a steak.
You really thought I was making a steak?
I really thought you were making a steak.
It looks like you made a mistake.
Mistake.
Dutch, last week on Hippo Juice.
That's right.
Last week on Hippo Juice, we were all singing Step in Time and yelling at people to do things and then Step in Time.
Oh my God, I told my sisters about that and they were laughing for the look. You didn't listen to the show.
Look at what Marie made. Look at the chat room.
I had to make the GIF that I couldn't find on the internet. The internet failed me. So I did the What's All This meme or GIF. And it's been making me so happy. What's all this? What's all this?
I don't even know
this?
If I know
What's
how to make that. But that's awesome.
There's a website.
I found a website. Obviously, I found a website because the watermark covers up the what's, and it bothered me. And then I figured out how to fix that later by moving up the text a little bit for my next ones.
I didn't realize your new name was Asshole Posting.
That's me. The first thing I want to play here is this is I'm going to play the audio because it's kind of recorded
What's
off
all
TV,
this?
So it's
What's
hard
all
to
this?
See.
Oh.
But this is divorce court, and it's that that sassy black judge, not Judge Judy, the younger one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about this? You know what it is, so let me just you know how it goes. Divorce court, they're fighting each other. It's a young married black couple. The only thing I could say from what I see is, like I said, it's hard to see, is the young lady is a little overweight. Okay, she looks like Precious. And the black guy, bald guy in a suit. So, well, let's just play it and see why they're getting divorced, guys.
The first time I had sex, I called my mother. And my mother told me, you better get your candles. You better get your music. You make it a night, you know. So
night to remember.
Yeah, a night to remember. So every time, it's always a big production. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to me all boring and stuff like that. He only want to do missionary. What are you talking about?
That's right. I want to get pounded in my behind every once in a while.
Royce, are you playing?
Something wrong with that?
Where we just went.
Are you showing the video of what's happening?
No, I can't.
Okay,
this Facebook.
So let's describe the picture for the listeners. The woman that was yelling about not wanting to only do missionary is at least 200 plus pounds.
Yeah, I already described her.
200 pounds of love, honey. She's
just really, really fat. And her husband is average size.
Right. So she's one half of the natural disasters.
Is he white?
The one that's alive, obviously.
Is he white, the husband?
No, black and black.
Black and black.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Talking about riding the waves. Like, okay, now everybody likes to smash, but everybody don't like to get crushed. Now, see,
because she's fat.
Oh.
Now, I kind of feel like that your mama show that Wildervald Rama, whatever his name was doing. Yeah, that guy kind of took over this divorce court because I don't know. I feel like if I go to the regular county court, a judge wouldn't allow this back and forth.
No.
Now, come on. Let's just keep it real. We're putting it all out here. Let's go ahead and put it out here. Now, she say she a kinky girl. She always want to come to me. Let's do something different. Now, to me, you think it's something different. So to me, I say, I want to hurt you. Go along with it. So she's getting on top of me. I say, come on, let's go. Let's do it.
I want to hurt you, so go along with it.
Go along with it.
Yeah.
Well, whenever a man says that to me.
Go along with it.
Just go along with it.
I want to ride the wave.
I want to ride the wave.
To me, I say, I want to hurt you. Go along with it. So she's getting on top of me. I say, come on, let's go. Let's do this, whatever. And she's just out there. She's just out there. Just go. She said, you know you're like this. Why you so quiet? Say something to me. Say something. I say, I'm just trying to breathe.
Aww. I'm just trying to breathe. If this were white people, I would think it was like a setup thing.
This is real.
I feel this is the most real thing I've ever listened to.
This is the most real thing that's ever happened on the planet.
This is amazing.
I said, hey, now she always talking to her friends and everything, talking about, hey, what's new, what's this, do this. She came to me.
Can I say that this motherfucker here is holding court? He has this entire, the judge, the bailiff, everyone's laughing. He's fucking murdering.
Is the video worth playing?
I could try. It's not really. Took it down.
And she said, let's try something different. Again, let me hurt you. Go along with it. I said, okay, let's do this. What you got? She come out there with this tight black thing on, whatever. And, you know, with the little whatever. She come out there. She tied me up. And I'm thinking, you know, just back like this. Or something. And she said, it's like this. Or whatever. I'm like, okay, this is bad. This is real bad. Then she got the blindfold on. I'm like, what the? And I said, don't we need a safe word or something? She's like, call me.
This seems like the courtroom in Idiocracy.
A little
it really,
bit.
It right. Really? It, that's exactly what it does.
There's like, that fag talk we talked about.
Fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Fag talk we talked about.
I just. This is how I believe that it happens all the time, where it's just a skinny black man and a fat white or a fat black woman, and the black woman just totally dominates the man, and the man's just scared.
Yep.
Call me. I'm like, oh my God.
Now, Miss Little, when you're whipping your man, asking him to call you Queen Kitty. Let's move on to
answer the judge. That's it. That's the end of the clip.
Were you or were you not calling him Queen Kitty?
Right. I will remind you.
Yana, I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No treble.
I will remind you, you're under oath.
I'm my shitty gavel.
All right. Can you guys refer to me as Queen Kitty for the rest of the
night? I think I have a different, better gavel.
That would be fantastic.
Yes, I can refer to you as Queen Kitty.
Thank you.
Finally, somebody is.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Twin fur cat. Now, Dutch, I'm pulling this one. Did you guys, I don't know if you saw this video because it's been up for a couple days now.
Probably.
And this is a real sentence. This isn't an Onion News article. The cowboy in Texas that defended a gay man's honor at an airport?
No.
Okay.
I guess like somebody like was.
How about I play the video?
Shirt. Okay. How about you do that?
Aww.
So.
Can I go let John guess?
No.
Give him one guess.
Fine. One guess. Go.
So a guy's wearing a pink shirt, and then some guy was.
He's
like,
seen it. He's not guessing. You see, if he knows.
I haven't seen the shirt. I'm just assuming.
No, you know it was. That's too perfect of a detail for you know for you to know.
What? Gay
I don't
guys?
Know what happens next. I don't
know. Oh, pink.
What are you, a Facebook post? Shut up. You won't believe what happens
guess
next.
What happens next?
I hate you guys so much.
Actually, I love John for that. All right. Now, I will. They're in an airport. You could make out what they're saying. In any parts they don't, I'll explain. This is just a raw YouTube video now. There's this gay guy who's in a pink shirt standing talking to the gate agent.
Do we even know that he's gay?
Gay guy in a pink shirt.
All right, here you go. So this other redneck who happens to be, has to be drunk, is really mad that there's a gay gentleman there. The gay guy's done nothing now.
This sounds like a country song in the making.
All right, here we go.
Nobody loses a car or a dog.
Okay.
What are they saying?
I'll tell you right now.
I can't hear.
Hold on, they're not saying anything yet. Now he's saying, I don't give a shit. I don't want this queer next to me. So far, that's what he said, okay?
I don't want your wife.
Now.
I put it on the line.
I put it on the line. I say what I believe. Now, if you're looking at the video here, and you can look it up by searching Cowboy and Good Samaritan take down a bully beating a gay man. Good job, by the way. Great job titling that. More words would be better. Because people aren't going to get it.
How about just Cowboy versus Gay Bully?
Thank you.
That implies that the bully is gay.
How about Cowboys versus Queers?
No.
Queers and stuff.
No, that's too broad now. Now you're being really broad.
Cowboy saves man from putting extra dicks in his mouth in an airport.
That's not what happened. That's the misleading.
Oh. How about queer eye for the straight guy?
Man wearing hat on horseback.
He's not on a horse.
And
he's standing.
Band of good citizens with very good intentions.
Guy wearing pink shirt who may or may not be gay. And then also a cowboy and a guy in a hat.
You guys are adding more
at
words.
An airport.
I got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Called, oh no, he didn't.
Dot, dot, dot. Oh, yes, he did.
By the way, the guy who posted this had really big faith with his labeling. Because if you scroll down or show them more in the comment, section, or sorry, description section.
Yeah.
He copy and pasted it 1,000 times thinking that's how that works.
That's how YouTube works. The more you type it, the internet's going to find it because it's like lottery tickets. Because
I think, yeah, cowboy and good Samaritans take down a bully beating a gay man is going to work.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, let's stop YouTube bashing this guy.
I can't quit this video.
Let's stop YouTube bashing this guy and see what this cowboy does as this gay basher. Now I'll explain what's happening here. There's this guy wearing a cowboy hat, older gentleman, standing there telling this younger redneck racist, or excuse me, bigot, not racist, bigot, stop, we're in an airport, calm down, just leave him alone, there's no need to fight. So he's trying to calm him down. Let's play a little more.
Got in this dude's face because he just clearly knew that the guy was gay, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, the guy, he's gay. He's definitely gay. What are you upset about? He says, queers.
And the gesture.
He just exclaimed.
He just gestured over to the gay man. My
with
concern is the queers.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. We were looking at that for the form of a question. Damn it. What is queers?
This faggot right here.
Wait, this faggot right here?
Right here.
You want this faggot
here?
You want this in right here?
Can't just be going around the airport dropping faggot bombs like that.
You really can't. Not in this post-Obama world.
No.
This in right here. You want this in?
All right, let's back it up.
Speaking of which, what the hell is happening to Honey Boo Boo's family?
Okay, well, that'll be next.
It's the bar.
Next, that'll be next. Okay. We'll go next. Okay, how about that?
Thank God it's over.
It's what I'm upset about. This faggot right here. Carter, let's take a picture of you. Shove it up your ass, man, and see how that feels. You might get a tickle from it.
You might get it. If you shove the camera up your ass, you might get a tickle from it because he believes he believes that homosexuals
are fairies.
Enjoy shoving phones up their ass to get tickles.
Wait, so who's filming who now?
Can you shove this coffee mug up
my
ass?
The guy was taking pictures or something?
That's not my Batman glass. All right,
it is a Batman glass.
Yeah.
Now he kicks the gay guy.
Oh!
Whoa! In the balls.
I believe in Texas that's called smear the queer.
No. Right.
No, you don't kick him.
He kicked him in a penis.
You don't kick him. He wasn't doing nothing.
The lowest thing to do.
And the only thing the gay guy said was,
I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
And we've all thought that. Let's be honest. All right, let's go back
to
the kick.
Shut up your ass, man. Yeah. See how that feels. You might get a tickle from it. Yeah.
Could I get Garukin?
No,
now he kicks him and he throws him to the ground. Now look at the cowboy. The cowboy springs into action.
Hadouken!
There it is.
Go!
And then all of the TSA. All of the TSA.
That's not TSA. And,
no,
hold
on. One TSA and then the local police come in and they actually, ironically, smear the queer on the queer basher.
No way, motherfucker.
Everyone back in the pile.
Don't do that. That's it.
I love the gay. Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No, sir.
You can take him down, but not with the slurs.
Yeah.
Well, then he can't have gay sex if you kick him in the penis.
That fucking shit, you motherfucker.
Don't do that. Don't swear.
You could beat his face all you want, but not the language.
We won't have this language.
All right. Let's go here.
Sir, police officer, put your arm around.
I don't wanna.
Oh, now the gay guy thinks the club is starting.
That's not.
Are we in Cabo? Oh, this is Cabo.
Everybody dance now.
I know the club owner.
Bad, let up.
Not altercation.
You're that guy. What happened?
Altercation.
This is not altercation. This is America.
I hope it was worth it to this guy to get arrested for kicking a queer in the leg.
It's
I'm sorry.
Worth
a gay
it.
Man.
He kicked him in the balls.
Was it in the balls?
It was in the balls.
Yeah, back it up. Back it up. You definitely kicked him right in the penis.
Okay. I hope it was worth it. Kicked him in the penis. What does this man get out of it?
Okay, I backed it up to the kick. Let's see where it lands.
What did he get out of it?
Oh, you got
shut up your ass, man. See how that feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just shaming for his
the toe
yeah.
of his shoe. Yeah. When yeah.
Why didn't anybody stop the man?
Because this guy was too busy filming it.
Well, the other guys were. They didn't think that he was going to do that. You don't ever think someone's going to start out with a kick.
You're right. He's right, though.
No one starts with a kick unless you're a UFC fighter.
You're not fighting.
Most people in these situations that are not involved, they don't want to get involved.
There's no way this guy's going to strike a gay man in an airport.
There's
no way he's that dumb.
I'm not talking about the passengers that are trying to just get through the security checkpoint. I'm talking about the police officers and the security and TSA that are all around
right there
watching this man get confrontational with another stranger before even kicking happens.
Well, to
why
be fair, because he wasn't
involved?
He didn't have any liquids. He didn't have any liquids more than 3 ounces. So they had no legal standing. They had no legal standing to stop him.
He went through the X-ray
Not
machine
one.
Clean, huh?
He was clean. As soon as you go, you could beat all the queers you want after the X-ray machine in Texas.
So you can sling slurs left and right and not get in trouble as long as you don't have liquids over 3 ounces.
As long as you don't say bomb.
Right. By the way, I'm fast forwarding through this. Like, oh, the guy kind of looks like Mitch a little bit.
Because it probably was Mitch a little bit. All right, let's just play.
Put your arm around. I'm with you this way.
Resisting my eyes.
I love Texas people.
One more hand
go. Do you think he made his flight?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. No.
You sure? Okay.
Battery severely okay.
Why is Louis C.K. coming up to help him behind? You saw that?
Yeah.
Seriously, how is that worth it?
Yeah, he does kind of look like Mitch a little bit.
If you're just trying to get on a flight to get where you're going, why do you take the time to stop?
I don't think you understand there, Marie. That faggot's balls needed to be kicked. That's why I did it.
I don't understand. No, you're just trying
what
to
What is in there?
Flight.
Understand? The balls said kick me and I did.
Oh, no. I'm sure the balls weren't actually talking to you asking to be kicked.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they were. The Lord of God said kick those balls.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you Joan of Arc now?
No.
Yes, I am actually. I'm Jonah.
I believe that was Leviticus.
It's ridiculous.
I'm actually Joan of Buford, Texas. If you
dude,
have
dude, you gotta
to
keep
know.
Going like him going. Smiling and talking to the
I
ground.
Know. Then he gets really, as Sean said, indignant.
Really indignant.
He does.
You think he was drunk?
And then he starts basically putting his mouth on like the pole because he's standing next to like one of those divider poles. I don't explain it with the rope. Yeah, and he's basically putting his mouth on it. And now he's smiling. You're a bad boy. You nailed them, old lady. That guy is not going to sleep all
night.
No, the old
lady said, you have a beautiful smile for a bad boy. Was she hitting on
him? Is that really what she said? No. No, I'm backing up. I'm backing up. Let me try.
See?
You have a beautiful smile for such a bad boy. Wow, Texas is fucking horrid.
They have that that nice little charm.
Were they talking about the cowboy or the dude that kicked the guy?
The dude that kicked the guy.
Or the gay guy.
Why are you complimenting that guy?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, I kind of like that you kicked that queer's balls. That's awesome.
You are amazing. I wish Tony Romo had that gumption.
Go home.
I punched him square in the fucking mouth is what I did.
He's not very smart.
After you kicked him.
Obviously.
Yeah. Let me tell you the reason why I did. Because it's America.
Oh my God, he's Randy Marsh from South Park.
America.
Oh my God.
I'm America.
Oh my God. This is a joke.
This is America.
God, this is for real. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here, I have a little more.
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
He
if he keeps quoting that bit?
Dude, maybe. If he was, whatever. It's, high five. I got to give him credit for that much at least, because that's funny. Hold on, let me try again.
Let me tell you the reason why I did, because it's America. That's why. The same reason you get to live to breathe black.
Whoa, now you got racist.
Yeah.
The same way you get to live, breathe, and walk black.
Do not get racist on the people arresting you.
Why not?
Oh my God.
What else do you have to lose?
Should I keep playing it?
What
does walk black mean?
Should I keep playing it?
What does he have up his ass?
Walking hard?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was again. I thought I was in America. I'm sorry. What, is this a communist country or something? No, this is America.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know.
What?
He just said, you know what I'm talking about to the black guy that he just insulted.
You're black. You know what I'm talking about.
You know. You know.
This guy knows. This guy over here knows. This guy over here knows.
Hey, Sean, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
This guy just set, like, white people back by at least
a 2 billion years. In 2 weeks.
I'm going to give him 2 weeks.
Just two?
It's guys like that that when people ask me what I am, I say Armenian.
Yes, I could say anything but white.
I'm half white.
Oh,
you just tore the fuck out of my damn ankle.
Be quiet. Like, I can't fucking feel that. Cam, like, I can't feel that. What do you think I am, a bitch?
No, sir.
There
no one's
so
thought
many
that.
Good drops from this guy.
No, Dutch, I want the whole video as a drop. I want to play all 5 minutes for every time, the whole show.
Yeah,
on replay.
New troopers.
Yeah.
Just to our listeners.
So we'll call paramedics for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You better call them medics, that's all I'm fucking. Because when I get up, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
How? You're in handcuffs being restrained by two police officers.
I'm sure he's going to get on his plane.
Because America, that's why I'm a little more tough than you think, man.
I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
You think these government-handled handcuffs can hold me back? I'm a little bit stronger than you think, son.
Hey, guys, remember that old lady that complimented his smile?
No, I don't. I don't watch faggot videos.
Diplomatic community.
I'm pretty sure the old lady that complimented his smile is also in a wheelchair because there's an old lady sitting right next to him now.
Oh, God.
How awful is it for the guy that just got kicked in the nuts and now has to be on a plane ride home?
Hold on. I caught something. Let me go back a little bit here. The camera pans over. Are we not going to talk about the wig that guy's wearing? I know that's a very small detail.
What is wrong with
and
you?
Why? If you're watching the video, if you stop at exactly 3 minutes and 19 seconds... Stop at exactly 3 minutes and 19 seconds. Look at this gentleman's wig. It's bad. It's the worst. I'm sorry. We'll get back to the racism. This video is filled with so many Easter eggs. It's incredible.
God.
You seeing it? And look next to him. Jerry Jones is checking out his ass. This is the weirdest video I've ever seen.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if that's Jerry
And then
Jones.
In front of him, Dutch, Bill Maher's dad.
It's wig. Like, that's a bad hairpiece.
It's really bad. I'm sorry. Let's go back. I don't know why. That wig really caught my eye.
You hear me? You better.
Okay.
You better.
Okay.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay.
I'm with you on this one. Right?
Yeah. Oh, what? Were you gonna tell me press 2 for Espanol? We got a deal. I hope as soon as he gets up, he just starts throwing bows.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to lift you up now. Everybody is videoing this.
Of course they are.
Somebody should take all the videos of this and make like a 15 camera shoot. And I also want security footage. That's true. The only thing missing is he should have taken his shirt off first and then kicked him. Oh my God, stop at 401. Dutch, at exactly 4 minutes and 1 second, look at this weird weirdo. I think I found Bill Hicks is still alive in a black trench coat with fucking Pacino's glasses from the end of Casino. This is the weirdest thing.
And like a Chucky like facial reconstruction.
And then Tom Gruden standing behind him. This video's freaking me out, man. What? Do people in Texas are weird?
I want to go there.
No, you don't.
Let's all go to Texas.
Let's not. Can we not?
sir, what's your name?
Did he just fall asleep? Yeah, especially hate crimes.
How funny would that be if he just started pretending that he was asleep?
And then he goes, choo, 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 choo. Sir, those are fake sleeping noises.
Sorry, you guys were so, you know, weak on me. I felt like asleep. You guys were like massaging me and putting me to sleep.
Oh, are these handcuffs or do these come in my spa package?
Sir, let him push. I need to talk to you.
What's that?
Let him push you over here.
Okay, I need to go over there.
Look, I know there was just a hate crime, but the airport.
Yeah, but that
woman's
like business
moving.
As usual. I gotta get people checked in.
No, we have to watch this.
Can they hold the plane for 2 minutes and get this guy in the back of the squad car?
No, I need to get my iPhone out.
Right now.
No. Right, no.
This second.
I have to get my iPhone out and I have to film this. Uh-huh. And I have to tweet about it and then I have to Instagram it.
You do that anyways.
It's fat.
Fuck. Just
yeah, I hear you. I see you.
Oh, here, an extra him.
Oh, he tried to headbutt the cop in the balls. Look, okay, let's back up a little
bit. All right, that's a little gay in itself.
436, look, he tries to headbutt the cop or bite his dick. Watch, watch.
I hope it's biting.
Still gay.
Watch, 438.
Either way, it's pretty gay.
Look, see?
Okay.
It's more of a
God.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
That's why they're being extra rough with him when they get him up.
I love that all the cops are black, too. That's the funniest part to me.
I hope that they were gay black cops.
Oh, we're just in here for the gay black cop convention.
We're gonna fuck you good, boy.
This is the gay black cop convention. So, and then you just start beating his ass.
Ooh, you nasty boy.
And he gets walked out of the airport.
No last words, sir?
Nope, that's it. That's the whole video.
Huh.
I would be so pissed if that guy delayed my flight.
Yeah.
Right. Hashtag worth it.
Oh, I mean the whole video was only 5 minutes long, so it was only a 5 minute altercation altogether. So,
oh, okay.
D, you wouldn't have been upset if you were the one filming it, though.
No.
Then you would have been like, "I'll get the next plane. I'll get the next plane. This is fine. Keep going." No, you were
watching that guy struggle and try to headbutt that cop in the dick. Did make me think, man. I kind of understand why cops beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, because you don't want to get headbutted.
Some
dick.
Guy tried to bite me in the vagina dude. While I was arresting him. I'd backhand that motherfucker as hard as I could.
Dude, I have cop buddies who tell me stories about that kind of stuff all the time. Like the shit that those poor fuckers have to deal with on a daily basis, and then everybody gets all outraged when they find out like a thing like Ferguson or you know. Whatever, like, you know, cops having to deal with guys trying to grab their guns and then you don't think they're gonna go, you know, shoot them. Like, fuck that, dude. Like, I feel bad for cops.
Dude's trying to grab my dick.
Woman hospitalized to remove deer tongue she used to please herself.
Oh, you said that we were gonna get to the honey boo boo.
Well, this okay, you want to go honey boo boo?
That's a nice teaser.
We tease the honey boo boo.
Okay, we'll do honey boo boo, but just remember that also happened.
Okay,
we'll get back to that. Honey boo boo,
deer
go ahead,
tongue,
Marie.
Dick, pussy infection.
I don't want to know what Mitch and Sherry are doing out there.
So, honey boo boo, people are aware of what's happening.
No, Marie,
family,
why
right?
don't you explain?
I have been fascinated with each new story that has come out because it sounds so unreal that I keep hoping that I'm getting punked.
There's like a white trash checklist, and you keep. Checking off boxes.
Okay, you knew what blew my mind today. Because what blew my mind today was different than what blew my mind 2 days ago.
Yep.
Gawker posted this. It says, Mama June's 3-year-old daughter was forced to watch the 8-year-old daughter getting molested.
By her current boyfriend.
So, Mama Jesus June...
I heard that they got kicked off. Hold on, can you start from the beginning?
Okay,
no. Talk about.
Here's the background story.
I'll read.
You have the first story. That's what he's asking, not for the new
well,
one.
Well, I mean, it kind of all
okay.
recaps.
Go ahead.
According to Spalding County Superior Court documents obtained
now, that's
by
where they
radar,
make the, that's where they make the tennis balls.
Yes. Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June Shannon, has two daughters who were traumatized by her child molester boyfriend, Mark McDaniel. The documents reveal.
Was he the singer from?
Mark McGrath.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's okay. I just won't fly. That's not the guy?
Nope, no. Not
okay.
the same guy.
I apologize. That's on me.
It's all right. It's
probably
it's
same,
understandable.
You know.
Family.
The document, right. The court documents reveal that at least once during 2002, Mama June's then 3-year-old daughter.
Was she riding the wave?
That's just awful.
That is incredibly offensive in the context of this story.
delicious.
The then 3-year-old daughter, Lauren Pumpkin Shannon, was in the bed while McDaniel molested her then 8-year-old sister, Anna Cardwell. You can read the court documents, which the Gawker actually linked to the exact court documents. It reveals that McDaniel molested Anna in Mama June's bed multiple times in 2012 while Mama June was at work. At least one time, Pumpkin was in the bed to witness the abuse.
You said this in 2002?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the guy just got released from jail, and Mama June broke up with Sugar Bear and is now dating this guy who molested her one daughter and made another daughter watch.
So wait, he went to jail for this, and she got back together with him after
once he got out. Yes, right. Exactly.
So what? Okay,
what a horrible fucking human being. Why aren't her kids taken away from her?
I don't understand. They're not, and that's you know what?
They, and you know what? D, they won't
that
be.
That should be illegal.
And they
fuck
won't
her.
Be. And they won't be.
I don't understand. Exactly. That's exactly the thing is I don't understand what's going on. That's why I'm like, is this a lie? Is this a made up story? Am I getting punked? Why would this happen? And people report about it and do nothing about it. Like, this is blowing my mind.
Apparently, Maul's saying that she's been with him since March, and it just got released not too long ago that she was dating a convicted pedophile. Yep. I didn't know about all this other stuff, but that's the reason why they canceled the show, right?
Yes, they canceled the show. They had recorded a new season. They were about to air it, and then all this came out, and so they said, no, we're not going to make any of the money back on all the filming we just did. We're not going to air it. You know, we don't support this kind of behavior, yada, yada. Now, let's suspend disbelief for 1 second and say...
Hold on. Suspended.
Okay. For 1 second, let's say this guy was innocent and wrongfully accused. He never did anything to those kids, and Mama June knows it. Even still, for the mere fact that this is even going on, pick another dude!
Right?
But you understand, I love him and his dick. And so do my daughters.
Okay, see,
but
that's the part where
it's
weird.
But the fact that he was convicted and spent 10 years in jail...
10 fucking years.
I'm pretty sure the dude did it, but then...
Oh, no, I'm looking at his picture. He fucking did it.
But then...
He doesn't look that creepy.
Listen, that's a guy who fucks kids. I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what a guy who fucks kids looks like.
We don't
like
even have
guy.
To say allegedly, because he got convicted.
No, he did.
It,
he
so.
Got convicted. He had sex with children.
I don't... Then... The 3-year-old girl, or the 3-year-old that's now older, Pumpkin, actually has a statement defending her mother. I don't know what's going on.
How old
here.
Is Pumpkin?
3 years old, 13.
13. But now the 18-year-old, like Marie said, has already come out and said, yes, he molested me. And I'm very sad that she's still going out with him.
So now Pumpkin is saying...
The other one.
This is the quote from Pumpkin that she's...
Names are so good.
That she's saying that Sugar Bear, the guy that you knew from the show that broke up with Mom, is selling fake stories. And this is what she says. This here is Uncle Poodle and his man. They are upset because the show was canceled and they no longer have money. They had been selling false stories and making money. He told me earlier today that he hoped my mom got cancer and died of a slow, painful death. Get this. He is 30 years old telling a 14-year-old this. Every story that is out right now he has put out and it's all false. He thinks it's all fun and games, selling family out, but karma's a bitch. Trust me, I know her personally, so I'm going to sit back and laugh because the truth is coming out. You're fucked.
Tip assist.
Nice. What is that? That doesn't make no sense.
So
yes,
that don't make no sense.
So the molested kid is saying, yeah, he molested me. The girl that watched is saying, no, it didn't happen. But then again, she's 3, so maybe she was traumatized and doesn't remember it. I don't know.
So the sisters are coming out with different stories?
Yes.
This is fucking weird, man.
I don't know what's going on.
But he was convicted, so I'm always going to side on the person who wasn't convicted for fucking a baby.
Here.
Exactly. I mean, call me old-fashioned.
Here, I will read the notes. The notes that they linked to from the court saying McDaniel was specifically indicted on one count of child molestation for fondling the vagina of Anna Marie Shannon in the presence of Lauren Shannon, a child under the age of 16. He was also accused of playing videos depicting sexual acts for Anna Marie Shannon, ejaculating on the person of Anna Marie Shannon, and forcing oral sex on her. That is
so
disgusting.
So he watched porn with an 8-year-old, came on her face, and then made her suck his dick?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
And she's back with him.
And Mom is dating him again.
And the wow.
No, but remember, Rosie O'Donnell wanted to give him money and buy them a house because, you know, she's such a great mom. See, they're fucking pieces of shit. You could throw all the money you want at these fucking garbage bag losers, and all they're ever going to do is you're going to keep fucking kids and keep making more kids so that more people can fuck them because they're all fucking animals. They're all fucking animals. And then what we do is we put them on the fucking learning channel and make it look like it's awesome. But now TLC's statement is, oh, no, we value the kids and the wonderful treasure that they are. No, you didn't, because you were filming what was basically child abuse forever, feeding your kid only sugar and having him live in fucking filth. Yeah, guess what? That's fucking child abuse. So now it's okay. Now, you know,
that entire show was basically child abuse. I mean, just think it's any mother that puts their kid in pageants when they're, you know, below the age of puberty is considered child abuse, in my opinion. But not only that, though, but like, you see the clips of like just how shitty and trashy their house was, and the fact that like this dumb fat whore wouldn't take care of like, you know, like this injury in her foot, so she had like maggots infested. If you can't take care of your foot, you're not taking care of children correctly. I don't know why everybody's shocked by this.
I feel like it's harder to take care of a foot
than a child.
But it's all on your body.
It's all the way down there.
Especially for a big fat person like that. Apparently, putting your shoes on when you're that heavy is like a
chore. It's
exhausting. Oh, that's a pain in the ass. Fuck that.
You were a big, great big fatty at one point?
Ew.
I was heavier, but I was also pregnant once. And I was over 200 pounds, and I'm 5 feet tall, and I couldn't even see my fucking shoes, let alone my shoes. Yeah, it was really gross.
Well, you're hot now, so that's good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, thanks.
I've totally forgot about her foot until Maul posted the picture. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oh,
I remember how gross that was. Ew.
But there was gnats, like, eating her, or things were eating it.
Oh, yes. I forgot how terrible that was.
I want Maul to call in because she knows a lot about what's going on, but she's just posting in the chat room. So I guess we can just say that, she said, the police say there's nothing they can do. Stop posting, people. Keep scrolling down every time.
Stop interacting with the show, assholes.
Stop loving us so much and talking to us.
Sorry. I was trying to read and I got distracted. Okay, the people say they can't do anything because no current abuse is taking place. He can be alone with the kid, and that's okay in the law's eyes. Sugar Bear wants to get custody of the kids, but because he has no place of his own and went to jail for robbery, he cannot.
And his name is Sugar Bear.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's suspicious. But then again, they all have cute names like Pumpkin and Boo Boo.
I hate them.
Y'all want some ketchup and skitty?
Wait, are you telling me that a show that was based off of another show, which was basically exploiting toddlers, didn't turn out well? Who would have saw that coming?
Bro, are you kidding me?
That happens a lot, though.
All the people that watch that show have 125 IQ points.
Yeah, look at Facebook. I know. I've seen their Facebook post. They're fucking brilliant.
I've seen it.
Duck Dynasty was like the most highly rated cable show for 3 years in a row. So that just tells you what people like.
At least they invented a piece of equipment that people use for hunting. She's done nothing but get fatter.
Fakest show. They're all the fakest shows in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're fake, but at least that family did something which got them then the show.
Had sex with a kid, apparently.
No. Duck Dynasty. They invented a duck call.
Duck Dynasty, didn't they, solicit their wares in front of Walmart illegally? And then,
maybe they did, John, but at least they didn't molest anyone.
That we know of.
Yeah, you can always say that.
You don't know that.
Yet.
I mean, it hasn't come out yet. Let's wait 10 years and see if someone gets out of jail.
They do hate gays, though.
They do not like homosexuals.
Everybody hates gays, though.
Yeah, but at least they're not.
I love gays.
At least they're not kicking them in the dick.
No, I love gays.
They're the best roommates ever. Well, I mean, there's no one who hates gays more than that guy in Dallas.
No, that guy's a kid. That guy, no one hates more than I get that.
Because you, if you're in an airport, let alone, dude, everybody's all on high alert at an airport. For him to just go, fuck that, I got to kick this queer's balls. Like, there's no one who hates gays more than him.
That guy has some balls of his own.
That's right, I punch him right in his fucking face.
Well, why?
America, that's why.
This is America.
Because he needed it.
Huh? Woman hospitalized to remove deer tongue she used to please herself.
All right.
A woman was hospitalized to remove deer tongue she used to please herself. Safe one more time article.
Where was this?
A woman from Little Rock, Arkansas, actually, is now recovering from a bizarre chain of events that led doctors to find the tongue of a deer lodged in her vagina.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. All right, guys.
Ooh, baby.
She making me crazy. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
It's in my face.
The deer tongue that we're talking about.
The Arkansas woman whose name has not been released.
Voldemort?
That's a really long name.
She whose name cannot be released.
Mrs. not been released.
Mrs. I can't understand her because she has a deer tongue in her mouth.
In her vagina.
It's in her vagina.
It's in my vagina.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
He's right. And he is absolutely one of... Thank you.
The Germans do not respect that deer tongue.
Thank you, Anderson Cooper.
I like to call him Anderson Pooper.
You beautiful man.
The Arkansas woman, whose name has not been released, went to her gynecologist complaining that her discharge had a very bad odor.
Her vagina is irradiated.
Smells like a deer tongue in there.
Why?
Why wouldn't the first
she smells like fish.
Whoa.
I have a deer tongue stuck up there.
Because maybe she stuck several things up there. She wasn't sure what the culprit was.
She should have used hot dog tongs.
I mean, how many cases, like, every year they
Seven.
Put out like this?
No.
Seven. It's a very specific number, Marie. Why do you know it?
I know these things.
Why?
Because,
how
I'm,
many,
because I'm a woman.
Okay, so apparently every year, seven cases of like x-rays of like dudes who have things stuck in their assholes. Yeah. I mean, why are we surprised that a bitch is going to, you know,
her
get
doctor
off of that?
Performed a typical exam checking for several different issues that could have been causing the problem. All tests were negative. He didn't do the deer tongue test for the vagina, though. That's why he didn't catch it.
That's the real reason.
How far up there was that fucking tongue?
Why is that a test? Why do they have a test for deer tongues in your vagina? Why do you have a deer tongue in your vagina?
I actually have an answer for that. The doctor was not
Arkansas.
All concerned about the complaint. Well, yeah, but
the test was invented
in
Alabama.
The doctor was not all concerned about the complaints until the results of the pap smear came back.
Schmear?
Schmear. Pap smear?
I want a pap smear on my bagel.
Hello, my name is a pap smear.
That's so gross.
Why is he Italian but doing Jewish things?
My papa was Italian. My mama was Jewish.
Okay, well, then that makes sense because you follow the mother line if you're Jewish. So, okay, got it.
The doctor was not all concerned about...
deer tongues.
The doctor was not all concerned.
He was only half concerned.
The doctor was not all concerned about her complaints until the results of the smear
came back deer.
Venison. No, came back.
Came on her back.
It looks like a chicken breast, actually, the deer tongue.
Go ahead.
Let me see if I can post a picture of the deer tongue in here.
Wait,
this is what a deer tongue looks like. So you see what she had in her vagina?
What kind
Ew!
Of breast? What kind of breast?
Chicken.
Oh.
What the fucking...
That is just weird, man.
Ew. Why'd she stick it in there? There's
Game
so many
over,
other
man.
Things.
Game over.
You got like how
you got whale tongues.
I'm assuming that if you have to specifically go out and buy a deer tongue, that might be a little more expensive than buying a dildo.
She might have hunted her own deer.
Yeah, Sherry.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Yeah, Sherry.
Why wouldn't... I don't...
Why don't you just buy a dildo?
Go ahead, Dee. Go ahead with your question.
Why wouldn't she take the deer's dick? I can use that.
Well, if it's not hard.
Neither's their tongue. Look at that thing. It looks wobbly as fuck. What good could it have done?
Penises.
Do you remember that website we went to that made
Animal.
Penises of animals? You think they have deer tongue on there? We should check.
I would assume what she was...
Exotic erotics?
Exotic erotics. Yeah, that's the site.
I would assume what was happening in her head was she wanted some good old-fashioned cunnilingus.
Mm. All right.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. But she couldn't get no man to do it, so she had to cut off the tongue of a deer.
She wanted to ride that deer tongue wave. The doctor requested
an attractive woman.
The doctor requested that the woman come back for a repeat exam and to discuss the findings. During the exam, the doctor inserted a camera and scope, and then afterwards.
Oh well, there's your problem. There's a deer tongue up here.
And then it scooped out a large piece of.
Ma'am,
loose.
Have you been partying with any deers lately?
Maybe a buck?
Scooped out a large piece of loose decaying flesh. The doctor was disturbed with what he had found.
Isn't that sentence worse? The word scoop.
Ew. Dead. Loose decaying flesh.
The doctor says, during the exam, I was utterly shocked with what I had found. Never in my 33 years of practice have I seen anything this hot.
Oh, Dr. now he's not going to be able to say never have I ever.
Dr. Lee told the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology, penis so small. Oh, what I removed from the woman looked like a long tongue, but certainly not a human tongue.
It's so small.
Oh, Jesus.
Then what she admitted to her husband after the exam was even more disturbing.
She had a husband?
Yeah.
Did he put his penis in the deer tongue vagina?
Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe that's why she was using a deer tongue.
Deer, I got to tell you that...
Wait, no. I'm not talking to you, honey. I'm talking to the actual deer.
Yes,
that's why I said deer.
You deer. Yes.
You deer. Not the deer.
Me?
Not you deer.
Her.
Deer.
Me.
Deer.
Listen here, deer.
Her.
Yeah.
Deer.
Me.
No, not you.
Your penis is terrible.
Hey,
the woman.
So I went with that. You remember Bucky that you shot last week?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I used a part of him.
For what? Like eating? Like we cooked it? We ate it?
Jerky?
You know what?
You made jerky out of it?
I went to the doctor yesterday, right?
Yeah, I remember. How'd
the deer antlers.
How'd it go?
It wasn't the antlers.
What was it?
It was a dick.
All right. If you're gonna keep pressing me, I shoved his tongue in my pussy. All right.
That doesn't make
Jesus
any sense.
Christ, your dick's so small.
The woman finally confessed that the dreaded details to her husband.
I must confess. There's deer tongue in me now.
That's not how that song goes.
After her.
Dear me, baby, one more time.
John. There you go. There it is.
after her husband's recent hunting trip. Oh, really? They hunt?
Ah, who would have thought?
Hunting trip or cunting trip?
D, you're being a robot.
Robot.
Oh, no. Robot D.
She admitted to seeing the tongue, admired its length, and had snuck off with it to use it as a pleasuring aid.
Hot.
How those things look long. Like, how... She liking it that much? She had to, like, shove it up all the way in and got stuck?
She folded
she
it a
couple
times.
She had to be aware that she didn't get it back out. I've never put anything in my vagina and not been like, that's still up there. Better remove it. So... She should have opened that when she went to the doctor's.
Now, where did I leave?
Instead of leaving a surprise for him. Like, she would hope he wouldn't
find out.
That's
what I'm thinking. I think she went and I think she got date raped by a deer with a removable tongue.
Listen, this is what happened, guys.
That makes plenty of sense.
You know how when you have something really important, you put it in a safe place so you remember where you put it?
Uh-huh.
Well, my really important deer tongue, I kept forgetting where I left it, so I put it in a safe place, and lo and behold, I forgot where I put it.
Ah, it's like your keys. Did I put them in my vagina?
No, how do you... I don't understand how you can put something in you and not know
you
that it's still
spread your legs a little
in,
bit. You kind of separate the labia and then you just shove it in.
Jesus Christ.
You got to ease it in sometimes, but you know.
You have to use like lube or something like that?
Warlife Radio!
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game or chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League and compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns. Or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft to start in the sit-in during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call, by the way.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
I was under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry,
look,
Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See you right there.
It's done. Theme song.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know. And now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
Well, name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh,
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you? No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hello, I'm Nazi Dr. Heinrich Spaceman. I mean, doctor. We can edit that out, right? Oh, it's live. Are you a modern housewife who is in the family way? Smoke Chatterton cigarettes. Your baby's lungs need refreshing nicotine for science reasons. And his growing bones need tar to hold him together. 9 out of 10 doctors surveyed said, who is this? Why are you calling so late? But the 10th guy was into it. Chattertons taste so cool and mild. A treat for you and your unborn child.
Official cigarette of the U.S. Olympic team.
Hey, this is Chris Parnell from Archer and Rick and Morty. You're listening to More Like Radio.
Welcome back. Second hour of the Hibbly Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. But most of you listen via podcast anyway, so you can call then. You're going to get a recording. You can leave a message if you want. Like I said, second hour back. Dutch just ran back in. Right on time. So what do we want to go to here next, guys? Does anyone have anything they want to go to? Or
I know Sean does.
Sean?
No, I don't. Why would I have some?
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake
are getting back together.
They've
been back together for a while.
When did they separate?
None of us are informed about what they're doing.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Well, basically, hold on. We need entertainment tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. And now with Hollywood news, here's Dutch. Take it away, Bob.
See, he knows how to do it. How come you don't know how to do it, Royce?
Basically,
never argue the name.
Yeah, they were dating for about 3 years, broke up for about a year, then got back together, and then they're currently engaged. Did they get married?
Actually, this is the news. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, pregnant, due date revealed.
Nice.
Yes, yeah,
Justin
get
Timberlake
fat.
Is prego. Can you imagine how beautiful that child will be?
Yes.
I don't know. It might come out to be an ugly baby. I mean, look at Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's baby. He turned out to be disgusting.
Yeah,
all
Willis.
Three of them.
I know. It was bad.
Well, the one was kind of cute. The one who was walking around topless in New York City.
Hot. First came Love. Oh, God. It's one of these sites.
Yes.
Fucking balls.
Then came the Backstreet Boys.
Then came NSYNC.
First Wait, came Love. NSYNC. Then came
98
Marriage.
Degrees.
Now it's time for the baby.
Menudo.
In a baby carriage. Jessica Biel is reportedly pregnant, and a new report revealed how far along she is.
Not long enough because she's aborting it.
Jesus.
That's a weird
into
way to go into it.
Delicious, delicious butt.
Delicious, delicious butt.
So hot.
Fantastic butt.
Justin Timberlake, 33.
Also a fantastic butt.
Is going to be a first time daddy.
Yay.
First time, long time?
Congratulations, Justin.
No.
He's only first.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
He's only a year older than me.
He started young.
Remember that time Justin and Brittany wore matching all denim fucking...
It was hot, right?
Outfits hot. To the...
Like on the Mickey Mouse Club or...
No, Because like the VMAs, I think.
now Marie's typing frantically to find it. At least
the Mickey Mouse Club.
No, the
you can't denim. Find that anywhere.
All I did
Where
was put
it?
Justin and Britt, and then in denim.
In denim. Yes, in denim.
Yes, yes, in denim. Thank you, Google.
At least
yeah, Justin's classied it up a bit since Britney. He's he dresses a little more sleek
yeah.
now.
He cut his little curly hair down. So he cut his little pube hairs down, which helps him a lot. Because remember in NSYNC, he had like the pube hair? Like mm-hmm. the curly little pubes? It's like,
actually,
actually,
the internet has now compared Justin Timberlake's former hair to a hard block of ramen noodle.
Oh, that's a good yeah. one. I like that.
Okay, that's a good one.
Thank you, internet. We really appreciate it.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Jesus. Thanks, internet. Jessica Biel pregnant first child due date revealed. Wow, could Jessica really be pregnant with her and Justin's baby? The couple wed approximately 2 years ago in 2012. Wow, this is 2 years ago. I did the math. Which means they have had plenty of time to get to settle their marriage before adding a new family member, claims Radar Online. Jessica is 3 months pregnant.
Preggers.
3 months preggers.
Prego.
Prego. A source close to the actress said, revealing that she is due April 2015.
Aww,
now, for them. I wonder if they're going to have a weird baby name like all the celebrities do, or if Justin is going to be cool and just name him like Justin Jr., you know?
As far as celebrity couples go, do you think they're like the most likable?
Yes. I love both of them.
What about Affleck and Garner?
Is she likable?
Fuck them.
No. Oh, she's very likable.
She's so sweet.
Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be. If you have a man face. I get it.
Did I tell you that I met her?
Really?
Remember that Kevin Smith movie? Catch and Release? No. Catch and Release.
No.
Clerks.
No.
Clerks 2.
Chasing
Catch
Amy.
Release, I do.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Mallrats.
When I tell you.
Is the elephant in that?
Right. It was all filmed in Boulder at the time. This is back when I was dating.
Jason Lee's in it.
When I was
Clerks
dating.
2.
Are you sure it wasn't Clerks 1?
Was it the second Clerks?
Or the first Clerks?
Tusk.
Was it the Clerks cartoon show?
Was it in the third Clerks that hasn't been released yet?
Yeah, they're making it, by the way.
When I tell you what it is.
Oh, my God, that's right. They're making a third Clerks. Ignore Dutch, everybody. That's right, guys. Kevin, I'm kidding, Dutch. Go ahead.
Take it away, Steve.
All right.
Yeah, Timothy Oliphant. Yeah.
Sorry, Dutch. Go ahead.
What is happening right now?
Well, no one cares about your story, Dutch, but anyway. I did find the most likable celebrity couples, numbers 1 through 13.
Dutch, you met...
Is Coco and Ice on there? Because I feel Coco and Ice.
So, Dutch, you met...
I love the Marie dismissive shutdown.
Yeah. So, Dutch, you met Jersey Girl?
Yeah, for like a quick second.
Couple number 1 is Jennifer Lawrence and Nicholas Holt.
Who's Nicholas Holt?
I fell for it, too.
That's the guy from Coldplay?
You really did.
No, his name's Chris Martin.
Nicholas Holt is the guy that played...
Hold on, I really want to know when he met Jennifer. Played, shut up!
I thought they just
Cyclops.
Broke...
Cyclops.
I fell for it together, I'm not that dumb.
No, I'm not Jim fucking Caviezel. With you, Duck. I duck. You duck. You silly duck.
Pretty sure they're
broke up. This for 7 years, buddy.
Yeah, they did break up.
Dutch, you really met her? Was she cute?
Yes.
Couple number 2, Channing Tatum and
cool
Jenna
story,
Dewan.
Hansel.
It was going to be a cool story, but then Marie shut down like I was a hatch that was allowing, you know,
shut
bad
up.
Air
couple
come
number
in.
3
that,
is Emma Stone.
That was a good improv. And hold on. A fucking hatch to let air come out, like an hatch airy thingy.
Couple, most likable celebrity couple number 3.
No, we'll try you off. Very dumb.
Stupid. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield, who is the new Spider-Man. The Amazing
Spider-Man.
I thought
it was Kay.
Why are you guys being so mean to Dutch?
He's gay for Emma Stone.
Why you got to be so rude?
I love Emma Stone. She's
Adorable couple number 4, Jennifer Goodwin from Once and Josh Dallas from I Don't Know.
Don't know who those people are.
Josh Dallas from
Texas.
Yeah,
and I don't know any of these men and don't care.
Who are those people?
Number 5, Adam Brody and Leah Meester. Don't know who she is.
Okay.
Leah Meester.
Oh, White Meester, you mean?
Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
She's so fucking... He's really... I didn't know they were together.
I had adorable. No idea.
Yeah, they've been together Blunt's for a long time. Man.
Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo.
No, I don't care.
Jordan Sparks is dating Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Since when?
That's the ham sandwich guy.
Van Semich.
Right.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
I knew that.
Kristen Bell's so hot.
That is probably one of the most hated couple. Like I cannot believe that she found something in him.
Someone got bit by the jelly bug.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, what happened?
Okay.
What's wrong with Dax Shepard?
This has to be the winner. This has to be the winner.
That's John like a talk. Camel. Like if a camel became a man, he'd look like Dax Shepard.
John, what were you saying?
He's a fucking asshole, and like he's like whatever. I don't know. Like no one. Like there wasn't anybody else around for her to date. She's like, oh, you seem okay.
What is your hatred towards Dax Shepard? What has he ever done to you?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like you don't like Idiocracy?
Make shitty movies. How about that?
You didn't like Idiocracy.
I liked Idiocracy, but he no. When I think of Idiocracy, I don't think of that jackass.
That's true. You don't.
But he's a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
I like money.
Go away, Baton.
What's the name of the guy?
He pretty much played himself.
D, I'm Baton. Go away. Baton.
Oh, I like money.
Who played the Space Lord or whatever from...
Chris Pratt. The
good description, D.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris
who
Pratt.
Played that?
That's
Chris
who?
Pratt. Chris Pratt and his wife, I think, are the cutest couple.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. That was what I was trying to say.
And they're both potheads,
he's
too.
He's with Anna Faris?
Yeah.
He's with Anna Faris.
And they're having a baby, and they're super cute.
Okay,
they're
do you guys know Christina Hendricks' husband?
Jimmy.
Have you seen this guy? He's the guy from, you know, Littering and... from Super Troopers, he was like one of the potheads that got pulled over.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That goofy looking fuck got that hot piece of ass.
You just have to be charming. You don't have to be the hottest person in the world.
Oh no!
Did you know Olivia Wilde is with Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah, I've known them forever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's they're awesome. They're both hilarious, actually.
Oh, the number one is Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No one gives a fuck.
No one thinks that.
No, yeah, I'm sure they're really approachable.
Probably.
Dutch, what's your favorite Daniel Radcliffe rap song?
I'm actually just shocked by that sentence.
The answer is Alphabet Aerobics. Daniel Radcliffe was on Jimmy Fallon to promote his new movie. And apparently let's just play the
audio. Who cares?
How about that?
You're a big music fan.
I am a big music fan,
You're a big rap fan.
I am. Which surprises a lot of people about me. I am.
What rap do you enjoy?
Well, I think, initially, I got into Eminem and was obsessed with, learning. I think every kid in my class, I think I was the first kid in my class to learn all the words to Real Slim Shady. And, I've always had, an obsession with... There's also guys like Plan B in England who you should check out. And, okay, sweet.
Daniel Radcliffe is such fucking white bread, man.
I've always had kind of an obsession with memorizing.
Yeah, say what you want, but he's about to win everybody over, I promise you.
Intricate and fast songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a disease.
Blackalicious's Alphabet Aerobics.
That would be one.
You know how to do that whole song.
Yeah, I do, yes.
That's one of the trickiest, fastest songs I know.
Well, yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Are we going to do it?
Oh, yep. Nice. Watch this.
Oh, To the Roots, that's so cool.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin. You begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bound in by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got their canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a dank daily do and do. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries off funk felt feeding the fanatic. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game with the glorious. Hit him high, hella high at historical. Hey, Holocaust hands, hear him holler at your homeboy. Imitate his idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry curls, ducking joints justly. It's just me writing my journals. Kindly am kindling all kinds of ink on. Karate Kid type Brits in my kingdom. Let me live along like lyrically lessons is learn lame louses to blues to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've master. Nap know when I'm nice naturally. Knack never nap, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, wide beaming obstacles. Perfected poem, powerful punchlines. Pummeling petty powder pops in my prime. Quite quake quotes, keep quiet, it's quantum. Quarrel isn't God. body quarter, what do we got? A really raw raps rising up rapidly, riding the rushing radioactivity. Super scientific, sound, short thought, silencing, super fire, saps out of salt. Tails, 10 time, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Verb vice lords, victorious, valid. Violate vines that a vein make him vanish. Well, my world with a wise word, Smith just weeded up words, weaving up on my worship. Xerox, Max, radiation, old, Cessna, R, Dex, height, letters, xylophone tones. Yellowback, yak, mouth, young ones, yours. Yesterday's songs, all cells, all yawns. Zigzag zombie, zooming to the zenith. Zero incense, all overzealous, from Zelons.
Wow.
Right?
Not bad.
Right?
Impressive. Hey, he's better than Walking Phoenix.
Yep.
Find Jimmy completely obnoxious with the unnecessary letters in the background.
Yeah.
Like, can he just sit down and let someone...
No.
I was about to say that helped with it because you knew what letter he was on. Otherwise, you'd just be like,
let one of the members of the Roots do it.
The word started with. The big giant block of words that all started... I'm sick of Jimmy. Bitter... He's just always in things. Just
I
fucking
like
sit
Jimmy.
Down. I like him when he's, but does he have to be in every fucking thing?
That's the point. Down.
You know what that show's missing? You know what that show's missing?
Queen Latifah. Maul says, how funny would it be if he got shot on stage by a rival gang?
But like dumb trumpets or skazwaggers or whatever the hell those wizard names are.
That's Dr. Seuss. I think that's Dr. Seuss you're referring to.
It's funny.
I mean, he won me over. I think that was pretty cool.
That was up there with, like, you know, those guys who did the cover of the Look At Me Now song, you know, like that the really good looking dude and chick. And the chick, like, wrapped all that bust around stuff that would be impossible for anyone else to do when this hot little brunette really was able to do it. Like, I was like, what? Everybody was like, wow.
Yep. They both got a record deal out of it, so.
Hell yeah, they did.
Nice.
Well, speaking of actors winning you over,
yeah,
have you guys seen Elijah Wood take fan photos?
Oh, this is awesome!
Yeah,
so
I get him and Daniel Radcliffe confused sometimes.
Yeah, so do I. I think most people do.
I like Elijah Wood.
Bright House had like two different promos for each of them. Like there was a movie they had each been in separate movies. But they would play the promos back to back, and I'd be like, wait, he's in two? And I'd be like, oh, that's Elijah Wood.
So the other day, I have a friend who used, I don't remember if she was ever on Hippo Juice. We used to know her before she moved to Texas, and we were in South Florida. She posted on her Facebook timeline this picture that I shared in the chat of her and a couple of friends in cosplay. And Elijah Wood and what's his face? Samwise Gamgee. I don't remember
Sean
his name.
Sean Astin?
Yes, yeah, Sean Astin are in there. And I go,
Austin.
I go, that's not real, is it? Is that Photoshopped? And she's like,
look at his face.
She's like, he looks so creepy.
She's like, no, that's completely real. That happened. I was at a convention and I asked to get a picture taken.
He kind of looks like his character when he was in Sin City, like that creepy, like,
oh,
he's
going to
kill you.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know what I mean?
And so I was like, well, that's just super awesome.
We'll post these
awesome,
on the More Like Radio site, by the
what
way.
What an awesome photo that you got to take. And then a
is
couple,
that Deadmau5 behind them?
I don't know if it's the real Deadmau5 or if it's a cosplayer. It could be a cosplayer. But anyways, then I see this article posted on dorky.com the other day. And
my
I'm like,
site.
It must have been from the same convention because A, he's wearing the same shirt as the picture that she got of him. And B, he's taking pictures with cosplays. But the title's Elijah Wood Takes the Best Fan Photos. Now, what got me the most was...
The boast.
And then also the most was the way the writer was writing it, because it was in a form of a question. Would Elijah like to rest his head on this fan's bosom? Elijah Wood.
And
my head.
I actually like that. It's kind of funny.
I love
think it's
it.
Funny too.
Is somebody posting the pictures?
I'm trying, but they're not coming up the way this website is. Oh, me.
Well, maybe you have to inspect Element.
Ah, fuck that shit. Anyway.
If we're talking about it,
it. No problem. Let me send you the link, Dutch. You post them in there. Okay?
I see it.
I'm sending
it.
Post the pictures in there for us, Dutch. Go ahead, Marie. You were saying?
All right. So,
no. Anybody else know that Princess Jasmine has a bandolier and carrying like a 1911 pistol?
Yeah, what's up with that? Why do you have a pistol?
It's a reboot.
Oh my God. Now my computer's freezing because I even tried to grab the photo.
I told you.
This is what you guys get.
You're right. The second question was, would Elijah...
How's it working out for you, Dutch?
Hey,
what happened to the picture?
Hey,
his computer is dead. He's dead.
Hey, Royce.
Asshole. Yeah.
Would Elijah like to ride upon this fan's back and smile for the camera?
Elijah would.
Most certainly would.
Elijah's actually riding piggyback on a girl and his legs are straight out. and he's kicking his boots out.
It's as if he were riding on the back of Samwise Gamgee on the way to Mordor. He's adorable.
Oh, he took a selfie of himself in front of a Lord of the Rings poster where he's on it. That's fucking hilarious. Good for him.
He has
the same dumb face.
I know.
Would Elijah like to take a photo with these shirtless dudes wearing hats? Elijah would not, but Elijah will.
I kind of like that.
Just follow along funny. In the article, guys. We can't obviously post pictures because it's dumb.
I can't do it with mine either.
Wow. It's weird.
Next up. Would Elijah enjoy sneaking around a convention in a Batman mask, stopping to let fans in on the secret? Elijah definitely would. He's obviously wearing a Batman mask. Would Elijah hug these cute kids dressed up as hobbits? Elijah absolutely would.
All right, we get it. We'll post the pictures on the More Like Radio site because there's a bunch. You can just look it up.
Yeah, we'll just post the link and you can scroll through.
In summary, Elijah's high all the time.
Woman travels across country to have sex with men in each city she visits.
Now, I saw you post this on Facebook the other day, and I was actually kind of hoping you'd bring this up. I didn't read it intentionally, knowing you probably would bring it up on the show. What the fuck is this about?
Okay, hold on. First off, hilarious joke to start this off. Couch surfing, sure, but bed surfing?
Don't do that.
I'm reading it. It's written.
It was. How do you get that inflection?
It seems cunty. A 19-year-old.
That's funny. I'm funny.
A 19-year-old Shanghai woman named Zhu Ping posted an ad.
Wait, what?
She is very cute. Zhu Ping.
Oh, okay.
Posted an ad to a
Zhu Ping low.
Come on, where's the Rob Lowe? Swing low.
Chad Lowe. Posted an ad to Chinese social media website Weibo. Explain. I thought that's what a young Boy Scout is. A Weibo.
Weeblow.
It's jailbait.
Got it. Drew hopes to pay
Wait, her last name is Jew?
First name, J-U. Jew.
Okay, you're not allowed to read this article. Marine?
Fuck. God damn it. You're right. I can't.
You're not allowed to read the articles that have that word.
For new listeners, I'm not allowed to say the J word because I'm not even trying to be bad
about
it.
He's not, though. It's Chinese. It's cool. Don't worry.
Her name is Zhu.
Speaking Chinese.
Zhu hopes.
I don't want to offend the Hasidics that are in the room right now.
All are Hasidic.
All of them that listen to us.
Highly Hasidic.
Can you post it in the chat?
I call them SIDS.
So I can.
I hope their kids get SIDS.
Hi, Curl SIDS.
Ooh, it's from Elite Daily.
Ooh, it must be Elite.
They're so pretentious.
Yeah.
I hate Elite Daily.
I do too.
All right. Woman travels across country to have sex with men in each city she visits.
Good.
Hold on. It's scrolling down. A 19-year-old Shanghai woman named Zhu Peng posted an ad to a Chinese social media website in Weibo explaining an unconventional travel plan. Zhu hopes to pay for her lodging on a future trip throughout China with sex rather than money. Each night, Zhu will stay with a different wealthy host. She gets a bed, and they get sex with a side of arm
candy.
A day
without sex is a day wasted. Mitch, I need that drop. Sorry, go
ahead. She thinks that it's a foolproof, budget-friendly way to fund her excursion.
Mm-hmm.
A day without sex is a day wasted, man.
Man.
The ad reportedly describes. Hold on, we have a caller calling.
Ooh, hi, caller. Who's this?
Hold on. I answered it. Now say
hi, caller. Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
It's Mr. Lopez.
I'm sorry, I must have the wrong number.
No, hold on. Don't worry about it. What's your name?
I'm trying to reach Davenport.
Speaking.
Is this Davenport? Hello.
Hi, Mr. Lopez.
Okay, hello. Did you receive my text, you idiot?
All right, yeah. Well, I'll talk to you later. Sorry about that. The ad reportedly describes the ideal temporary boyfriend as good looking, under 30, taller than 1.75 meters, and of course, rich. The men will fund my transports to their city and all my.
Wait, what is 1.75 meters?
It's like 6 foot.
Okay.
It's a metric system. Dutch.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah.
The men will fund my transports to their city, and
the women will be jealous.
And all my expenses while I am there, and they need to be generous. In return, they get a whole night with me, my undivided attention, and a chance to show themselves off in the company of truly beautiful girl.
She is cute.
Prostitution is a trade of sex for payment. Really? So the line between free love and sex trade is blurry here. In China, prostitution is illegal but widely accepted.
I think it's widely accepted in a lot of places.
Zhu Pen hopes to see the rest of China. But the teenage student is short on funds.
She also hopes to receive the rest of China.
What did she get?
Oh, yeah, I thought she was going through America.
Nope,
no,
China.
No, China. China. Wow. Jews relying on
her getting looks. Excited. When's she coming to Denver?
Jews relying on her looks to secure her bed. But don't bother applying if you're not an under 30 millionaire.
Okay.
How many millionaires are there?
Zhu only goes for high-class gentlemen, and that's pretty much the ad.
So basically, she doesn't want to get a disease.
Right.
Right.
Well...
In China, like, I mean, the from what I've read, like, the majority of, like, the billionaires out there are, like, you know, developers of, like, you know, apps, phones, that kind of stuff. Like, geeks that don't probably ever get laid, so that's probably... the reason why she feels comfortable, because these guys aren't the ones who are going to fucking, you know, bury her underneath the house.
I guess so.
Or will they?
I mean, why is this even an article? Don't women already do this, or is it just because it's China?
Yeah, have you watched 90 Day Fiancé? This happens all the time.
No, what is that?
It's a show on TLC. You haven't seen it?
Why have you, I guess, is the question.
Why would you watch?
Why are you watching TLC?
Because it's probably one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
What is it called?
90 Day Fiancé.
It's called I Have a Hundred.
It's basically
IQ
they
points.
Follow like these hot either Colombian, Taiwanese, Russian, whatever pieces of ass coming over to these dopey American guys who will fly them out, and they have 90 days to get married before their visa runs up, and then they have cameras to follow them around. It's the greatest reality show, and this is not a sister reality. It's like, this is real reality.
Yeah, that's not real.
No,
There's no real reality.
You watch it and you tell me that's not.
I will watch it and I'll tell you the next day that it's not.
It's great, dude. At least the first season is great. The second season just started.
And they sold out.
The first season, dude, there was this chick, this Colombian girl. Mm-hmm. And this guy was obviously gay. Mm-hmm. But like he was like a Christian. Dude, it was. I can't even describe it for you. You have to just watch it and then we'll talk about it.
She was Brazilian.
No, Dutch, that's the cattiest thing I've ever heard.
No, there was a Brazilian one as well. Do you
have to watch to talk about it?
I watched it to look at the Brazilian girl's tits.
What about the Colombian girl? The what's her name? Pao?
Yeah, it was
Paola. Okay, yeah. Yes. Dude, how hot was she?
Very, very.
She just wanted to fuck, and he was like, I can't, my parents.
You know why it's a reality show, and it's fake? Is because if anything, just fucking marry her. Why do you need 90 days in a show about it? Just marry her.
Well,
what's
I was just
saying,
is like they only knew each other like from like an online relationship, and then these dudes fly them out, and these girls have a 90-day visa. So a lot of them will get married really quickly, and other ones will take the full 90 days to figure out if they actually like this person, yada, yada.
Like that Russian bitch.
Right.
So, John, you've seen this too?
I've seen a couple episodes, like I said.
Are you trying to fly?
Last season was great. Why didn't you chime in right away when I said it?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
You want to back you, I think is what really happened.
I feel like...
I'll watch the show.
I'll watch it right now. Dude, you guys know I don't recommend bad shows.
I'll watch it.
Good.
It's fine.
You recommended New Girl.
I'm going to watch it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to watch it.
No, there's other shows I recommended that were good.
Like?
And movies.
Such as?
Shut up.
Jose Canseco injured in accidental shooting per reports.
Yay.
What?
That's right. Former Major League Baseball outfielder Jose Canseco was injured in an accidental shooting at his home in Las Vegas.
Wow.
All right.
Canseco allegedly shot himself in the hand and is now recovering. I hate you.
Jose!
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 Where's that drop?
Police have confirmed that the shooting took place at a...
Jose!
There it is.
I haven't had to use it in like the last 3 years.
I know.
Police has confirmed that a shooting took place at Canseco's home on the east side of Las Vegas Valley.
Good.
Canseco reportedly shot off his left middle finger while cleaning his gun.
No one needs that.
In 17...
Why don't you take the gun?
So Rick shot his middle finger off. Yeah.
Apparently,
spoiler alert, Sean.
Real life Kenny Powers in 17 major league seasons, Canseco hit
266, 311. No one cares. This is average.
I don't know.
I want to know his average. I want to know. I'm a baseball fan.
For those of you keeping stats at home, no one does that, baseball announcer.
I do.
462 home runs for seven teams.
Hold
including
on. I need a pen. Hold on.
Oh, I thought that was his drinking alcohol blood level.
No.
Yep.
Oh.
She nailed it.
So it's not 0.266? That's not his blood alcohol
no.
level?
No, it's his testosterone level.
Oh, so then what's 0.353?
Oh, that might be his testosterone level.
And then the 0.515?
That's his squat.
That's a really good batting average, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
He's got beady little eyes, man.
Well, he's a jerk.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Was he the one who had his twin brother go out and sign autographs for him?
He had his twin brother go out and do that celebrity boxing for him.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
With whom he broke into the league with his... I know his... Whatever. So apparently, Jose Canseco is missing his middle finger now.
So he can't flick off anyone?
No.
Flip.
I guess...
Flick. You could say flick. Well, what do you say?
It's flip.
He can no longer throw a curveball.
Nobody says flick.
I do.
Everybody says flip.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Okay, that and retard say flick.
You can't use the R word.
You can't use the R word anymore.
I can't use R word anymore?
It's not allowed.
What if I have one in my family?
I had to unfriend somebody this afternoon on Facebook who posted a flowchart of when it's okay and acceptable to use the retarded word. And apparently all of them led to it's not ever acceptable.
Do you think that pimps, their flowcharts are called ho charts?
See, that joke was retarded.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
And then
can I say this joke is retarded?
Yes, you can. And then I had to unfriend her because I was like, well, then how am I going to describe my parties?
They got retarded.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm apparently going to offend her at some point in my life. Let's just cut the cord now.
What if cut the crap?
What if we wanted to get retarded in here?
You topic bag. Your shit's all retarded.
Hey, when you unfriended her, did she try to friend you thinking that it was a mistake?
Well, it just happened. So maybe she'll realize when she stops seeing hilarious posts from me, but.
Hilarious posts from me. Okay, here we have a Florida story.
Oh, hold on.
No, Marie, don't do it.
Don't.
Please. Everyone from Florida is stupid.
It's so long.
Everyone from Florida is dumb.
I like it long.
I might not be the brightest
the
guy,
longer the better.
Is she okay?
I like that.
Here's how they'd stop.
Shut it down.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
Get ready for another hilarious joke from ABC News.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hogs gone wild in Florida County.
Oh shit, I was early. I'm sorry. Start over.
Okay, sure. Hogs gone wild.
Oops.
Okay, one more time. Ready? Here?
Do it.
Ready?
Take it away, Steve.
Two. Hogs gone wild in
Florida County.
Sorry.
There were eight buttons pressed right there.
That smells like full bunch of snakes.
How many snakes would you say were in there?
Hogs gone wild. Smell like 600 motherfucking snakes in there.
Every no less than
no more or no less. No than less 400 than
500
snakes.
Oh man, one of the greatest moments in the show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hogs
Bruce.
Gone wild in Florida County threaten Halloween festivities.
What?
Children in Florida County may experience a cruel trick instead of a sweet treat this Halloween.
Awesome. Getting mowed down by a wild hog.
More like a kuna gonna kill you.
I love it.
Ooh.
Gangs of wild hogs have spread out through Central Florida.
So wait, a bad John Travolta movie is spreading across Florida?
No, that was wait. Never
yep.
Mind.
Nope. He got it.
Oh man. Oh god. Boo.
I like John Travolta as a ghost. It's really good. I like ghost John Travolta.
I hope John Travolta dies.
Yeah, he did. That's why he's a ghost. Feral hogs have recently been running amok.
His career died.
Will Feral hogs?
Will Feral hogs have been running recently. Which at first are kind of funny, but then you realize, aren't they a little overpaid? Will Feral hogs have been recently running amok.
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
Yeah, sorry, Will.
Is that overpaid?
I apologize, Will.
You should.
You really? I take back what I said. Okay, how about this? Feral hogs.
We're going streaking!
Don't do that. You become a sex offender.
Feral hogs have been recently.
You're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck!
God damn it, Will
you
Ferrell.
Are getting old.
I forgot
old.
I had so many buttons from him.
Will Ferrell's hogs have been recently running amok.
Everybody panic!
Good effort.
Feral hogs have been recently running amok throughout the neighborhoods in Brevard County. On the Atlantic coast near Holando, Orlando, as we call it.
Holando.
Having already destroyed up to 17 yards. How many meters is that? By ripping up.
How many hat boxes?
Say that again.
By ripping up the grass in search of food. Desecrating sidewalks with their feces, authorities say.
Oh, 51. No. That sounds terrible.
Law enforcement has hired licensed tracker, and this is real, James Dean, 52.
No way.
I swear to God.
He's still
alive.
Get
him in an automobile.
For the month to capture the hogs.
Calm down, John.
And by the way, capture the hogs is also the name of my gay porno. It's going to be really good.
I like the sound of that.
Now, I don't know why they didn't hire Joel Van Wingerden with his famous hog trapping company.
Exactly.
Is called?
What's it called, Dutch?
I didn't make one.
I didn't want to do this bit today.
Just think of one right now.
I know. For the month to capture the hogs in hopes that they will...
I just shut the whole thing down.
That will...
See, everyone knows hogs love candy.
Shut it down. Tesh.
But see, hogs... Not even... Hogs' weak spot is candy, but they cannot chew Laffy Taffy. It's a well-known fact. It gets stuck.
Chew that Laffy Taffy. Chew that Laffy Taffy.
I can't even get mad at him. Why do it?
So... Dutch, doesn't your trap involve banana Laffy Taffy?
No, it doesn't. I didn't make one. I didn't think it was necessary.
We've already been over
just
this.
Just do the bit.
We're not doing that bit.
No, this is where I shut it down. I'm not a monkey for you guys.
Shut it down!
See?
Do the bit. But it's always funny when you do it.
I know.
I'll have you know that Mark Lowry has made some Laffy Taffy traps in the past.
Who's Mark Lowry?
The inventor of the Laffy Taffy pig trap.
Oh, really? I think actually we might have him on the line. Hey, Mike, we have you on?
Yes. Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, hey. Why is Meatwad on the phone? Why does it sound like you're muffled?
Oh, because I'm talking on the phone.
Oh.
How about you actually dial from your old phone and then just go on the next
show? Shut up, Dutch. You leave him alone. He has Skype. That's why it sounds like that.
This works.
Oh,
shut it down.
Ass fuck. Don't fuck this up. God damn it. Sorry.
This is awful.
Sir, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Mark Lowry.
Well,
Mark
Lowry.
You don't sound muffled anymore.
Yeah, he's at, because you know what? He just got in the studio. He was calling in saying it was late. He just walked in.
No, because the Skype I barely like cleared up or whatever.
Oh, that's true. Skype always takes a little bit to adjust.
Skype sucks balls.
Now, you're related to Chuck Lowry, the sitcom guy?
No relation to Chuck Lowry, I wish I had his money.
I'll be right back.
I don't like this guy.
No, where's he going?
Oh. I don't
know. Probably work.
Dutch is going to go get something. Okay, anyway. Now, Mark, how does the Laffy Taffy system work?
Well, funny you should ask. It's a rudimentary system that uses just the small fun size pieces of Laffy Taffy. The aroma of said
you
taffy.
You stole my idea, you piece of shit.
Uh-oh. Who's this? Who's on the line?
I'm the one who originally invented the Laffy Taffy trap, you ass fuck.
Hey, man, I really wish...
You're the one that was a little too late to the patent office.
I wish you would have muted your radio, sir, before you called in
or
to
your
the show.
Mic, you fucking amateur.
Oh, yeah, so, hold on, I can hear myself in the background.
I'm so bad at this.
See, this is why Mark...
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, now you're coming in clear. Thank you for lowering your radio.
Oh, no problem.
First time,
long
time.
No, you're still echoing.
Oh, my God. Get away from the headphones, you weirdo.
Wait, what? I can't hear you.
I don't understand.
What is this? Is this a poltergeist?
This is actually better than if it actually worked. I'm enjoying this more.
I don't know if I can't hear you.
You sound like a monster truck announcer.
What happened?
All right, sir, you're saying that...
Say Carol Ann, don't go into the light.
Put that away. I'll call you later.
Wait. Say Carol Ann, don't go into the light.
I think he's gone.
I think he hung up.
We could only
what happened,
hope he
guys?
Jumped
I
off
missed
his...
It.
No, you didn't, you asshole.
I had to take a call.
You
I'm
only
sorry.
Get to say that if the bit worked. You don't get to say it if it failed, you ass.
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
Dutch, you left your mic unmuted like an idiot.
No, I did it on purpose.
Law enforcement is hard.
Wait, licensed. I mean, I wasn't there.
I don't understand what's happening.
Law enforcement has hired license tracker James Dean, 52, this month to capture the hogs. Dean told the news that he already caught 11. There's really no telling how many hogs are out there. God knows I've looked. But there's a lot more than those 11 that are damaging the yards.
So what are they doing to the kids?
Fucking them.
It can be expensive to repair the damage with cost something reaching $1,000.
Church of fucking kids.
Wait,
for him.
Are you saying that it's going to be costly to repair the grass that they truffled?
Yes.
Dean, a tracker of 20 years, said he used a cooked mixture of corn, swamp water, sugar, and powder yeast, which is known to...
give yeast infections to them.
Don't get a yeast infection from fucking yeast.
It's corn, swamp water, sugar, and powdered yeast.
You don't want to leave that in your vagina
also
overnight.
Also known as Mountain Dew. To lure the hogs into cages.
That's not accurate.
Yeah, this is what it tastes like. He has set up traps before
from Brevard County. Needs more yeast.
Around both homes and golf course. Now, this is the best part. Everyone pay attention here. This is my favorite part of the story. But this Halloween, with Halloween just around the corner, he said he plans to release a pack of wild dogs to chase the rest of the hogs back into the woods. Yes.
That sounds worse. That's not a good plan.
Quick, get me a pack of dogs.
I'm not making this up. I am not making this up.
So, okay, Halloween night. It's going to be dark and everyone's going to be in costume.
There's going to be wild dogs just chasing
wild boars.
All across the neighborhood. It's going to be a good time.
That's not good. So what you're saying is we should all dress up as either dogs or boars and start chasing each other around the neighborhood, scaring children.
We should do it like they do in The Walking Dead. We should kill a bunch of dogs and rub their innards all over our bodies so that way when the packs of roaming dogs come
that's
at
how
us,
it works.
We'll smell like a dog and they'll leave us alone.
You're smell like delicious dog meat and they'll eat us harder.
Yeah, they're going to eat us even harder. Is that what you want?
How hard can you get?
Really?
Dogs are vicious wild animals. They'll eat each other.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's...
If we smell it dogs like are delicious vicious dog, what? They'll eat us. It's true.
It's fact.
Dogs are confused. And
They're not hyenas, D. They're dogs.
Hyenas are kind of like dogs.
No, they're kind of like
they
rats.
They smell the scent of blood and meat, and they just want to eat you.
Here's what it says. Hogs, though they do not commonly attack, can be provoked if confronted or if they feel someone's calling them fat.
Or someone's putting bacon in front of them.
I think you're editorializing again.
Dean said no attacks have been reported yet this year, but Dean abuses the hog sexually, who sees one to the walk in the opposite. What? I'm reading this verbatim, guys. But Dean advises anyone.
I'm piggy chasing the cat.
Dean advises anyone who sees one to walk in the opposite direction as they attack can be vicious and aggressive. He said, "I have had 4 of my ribs broken. I've had my finger reattached, Canseco.
And what does that have to do with hogs?
My buddy, he has had his cap muscle. They meant this right, calf, but he wrote cap. Cap muscles torn out.
Oh."
Apparently, they'll
just dig your tusks into your ground to get you on the ground, like or into your leg to try and get you on the ground.
They will hurt you. The Florida Department of Agriculture noted that it's up to the tracker whether a captured hog is kept alive or killed. It's on a case-by-case basis. Same applies to minorities, said DJ Connor, a department representative.
More like a swine-by-swine basis.
Don Walker, communications director of Brevard County, said there are no plans to cancel Halloween festivities. However, we will be cooking bacon to scare them off.
How bad is it really down there? Or is this just like one of those sensations?
They're everywhere.
There's hogs all over the place.
Everywhere. I can't even walk outside. I can't go to my mailbox without a pig attacking me. It's really weird.
It's really. Why do you even go outside?
That is very strange.
I don't know.
It's an epidemic, really.
Do we need the mail?
No. Okay, I'm looking here. It says as many as 2 million feral boars are causing havoc.
Whoa.
2 million are in that area? Wow.
What? That article that you just read said like 17.
Now
I'm on today.com, and I was going to see if I can play the video.
I thought, you know,
we love newscasters' takes on these kind of things.
I thought a feral boar was any one of Punchy's sets. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Aha.
Just mean and just hurtful.
Inaccurate.
Accurate.
Punchy. That's one of the reasons why I want to bring in the dogs, Dean said, so the kids can have their Halloween.
I have the story here if you want me to play it.
Yeah, go for it.
If you want to keep reading.
Shut up.
So, no, not really.
46, with neighborhoods in parts of the South being terrorized by a suspect who likes to strike at night. But it's not what you think.
We're talking about
pigs, really big pigs. NBC's Kerry Sanders is in Big Cypress, Florida with details. Kerry, good morning. What's going on down there?
We're a little bit on the move right now. I'm out in the Everglades here. This is the Seminole Indian Reservation, and they told us if we came out here, this is probably the best shot of us getting one of them. There is one of the wild pigs out here at
this guy. Hold on. I got to play the video for you. Or I'll just send it to you. Maybe you can play it on your end.
Yeah,
because this guy, he's
put it in the chat. Put it in the
more
like radio
chat.
Put in the more like radio chat.
Amongst all the adorable pigs that are being posted in the chat, because they're adorable.
The piggy's got a
got a helper monkey.
Piggies are just chasing all sorts of animals.
Piggies are just bacon waiting to happen.
It's true. He's right.
Yeah, they're Canadian food source. Bacon. I mean, come on.
They could be pork belly waiting to happen.
Bacon.
Or ham.
Or Canadian bacon.
Back now at 7:46, with neighborhoods in parts of the South being terrorized by a suspect who likes to strike at night. But it's not what you think. We're talking
black people.
Whoa!
Pigs. Really big pigs.
He said it, not me.
He's being
NBC's
honest.
NBC's Kerry Sanders is in Big Cypress, Florida with details. Kerry, good morning. What's going on down there?
Pigs!
We're a little bit on the move right now. I'm out in the Everglades.
This guy's face. He's getting a hard on doing this.
I think he's getting a hog on.
Reservation, and they told us if we came out here, this is probably the best shot of us getting one of them. There is one of the wild pigs out here at with an area they call Billy's Swamp Safari. So there is the culprit. We all know the story. This little pig went home. But what happens when that home is yours?
Well, is yours.
I don't know. I guess he would be outside my home then.
Well, I guess I've raised the tires and light the fires.
I mean, yeah. Guess I'll, you know, just set up camp.
How is this a problem? How does that everybody, like, why isn't, like, the community just taking nine irons to these fucking idiots' heads? Like, how bad could it be?
Well, because people are scared.
Wild dogs are the answer.
It's going to take
dogs.
A little bit more than a nine iron.
Hold on, they're showing a clip of Babe.
I'll take a pig out
in a second. Hold on, they're showing a clip of Babe.
Why are they
showing? In case you forgot what a pig is.
In case you forgot what Babe was.
It can be endearing. La, la, la.
Comical. Ready for your test, Mr. Zippo?
Topical there. That's a pig in a shirt, and he has eyebrows.
But when the real thing shows up in your backyard, it turns out there is reason to whine about the swine.
All right, everybody, let that settle in. Relax.
Oh, by the way, God, my Band-Aid.
Take it.
Here's the thing. With any of these pieces, that is that one reporter's... He's the editor. He's the one who's putting it together. Like, I don't know if you guys know how, like, you know, TV stations work, but my buddy who films at one of the local stations here in town, whenever you see these pieces, it's not the station putting together. It's that one guy. Like, they're so low on, like, talent these days that they just have one guy, like, okay, this is your piece for this week. And he puts this together for the entire week. He goes out, he gets, you know, footage, edits it, does all of it himself. So if you ever have anything to blame with these shit pieces, it's that reporter.
Well, I'm sure that they're qualified to do every step of the process.
No, they're not, Marie.
Really?
Well, I'm sure when they first started the job doing one thing that they became qualified and trained to do all aspects of that thing from start to finish.
You would think, but not so much.
This is not the cute little Arnold
Why
Mr. Ziffle's pig.
Are they
pig.
Showing no. really old footage?
No, this is not
of
a
silly
pig.
Pigs.
This is a big, short of a rhino.
There's a big difference between a feral hog and a rhinoceros.
And a rhino, yeah, rhinos.
I don't know if you're a qualified zoologist or
you
are.
Difference number one, rhinos are endangered, and you have an infestation of hogs.
Yeah, exactly. So right
she's comparing what is essentially a living monster to a food source.
Exactly. Yes.
Rhino.
No, I mean, they're huge.
we got what you were inferring.
No, I didn't get it.
They are huge. Some weigh more than 300 pounds. They're smart, and they're most destructive at night, rooting for their favorite dinner, acorns. Ooh. And come morning...
I take care of the yard, but I don't think I can take care of
that fucking yard. They wrecked that thing.
Yeah, they really fucked it up.
Perfectly manicured lawn.
You just laid sod out and that
Last
happened.
Last night we had some in our yard, and I saw one that... I thought, wow, that's another Hogzilla. It was huge.
Hogzilla.
It grunted.
That's what I call my penis.
And really
that's
aggressive. Not.
So aggressive, Sam Chapman had but one solution. Put up a giant fence.
So, is this going to work?
Stuart Hogs, tear down my fence.
Cost me $7,000.
What is the damage? Neighbor Ryan Bringardner.
This is their snout.
I love the background music.
Picking into the ground and looking for worms, mushrooms, acorns.
He says he's thankful the federal government is now involved.
these night.
No one's ever said that.
Well, there you go. That's good tax dollars.
No one's ever said that and meant it. No one's ever said, I am glad the federal government is now involved in my life. That
unless
makes my
a
life
riot going on.
Better. Yeah, exactly. Like,
thanks, Obama.
Unless it's FEMA camp being set up during like a disaster, no one ever said, yeah, the federal government. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Obama.
Woo!
Celebrate good Obama. Come on!
It's Obama, Obama.
Come on!
I already
it's
played
Obama,
it.
Obama.
I know, but you got to be annoying, so now I get to be annoying.
Vision shots were taken from the scope of a...
No. Stop it. Hey, Dutch, where did you find that song?
It's so stupid.
Where'd you find that song?
What song?
Take a spin, now you're in with...
He didn't say it.
Set. You're going surfing
he,
on the
He didn't
internet.
Say it.
He didn't have to.
You play this game, you know I'll win.
I give up. I give
I
up.
I have a you lot more of a bevy of buttons than you do.
All right, guys, stop it.
We only need to do 3 more minutes, and then we can make fun
I'll
of
stop.
The.
I got it all day.
I do this all day with
it. Yes, we know that we can play clips into the end of the show.
Listen,
why are you yelling?
But it's not the right thing to do.
It's not.
#DoTheRightThing.
We need like 2 more minutes of content, and then we can make fun of the Red Show. For being awful.
Hey,
and we can plug.
How about the Red Show, guys? If you guys are in, like,
they're not in. They're not
there.
They don't listen to our show.
Then we can plug stuff and then we can get out of here and wrap
can
stuff up.
Can we start
up.
Doing crossovers again?
No.
I always enjoyed those.
We never even started.
I like them on Tuesday nights.
Back in the day, back when I first started joining the show with you guys, we used to do crossovers with the other. What was it? They used to be called. They were the Radio Freaks, but the first name they had before then with that dumb name.
Well, now they're no more.
They're all dead.
I think we have time for one more article. Do we not?
Article.
A short one?
I think we should do a crossover.
I don't think they're going to call in.
No, I can't tonight. I couldn't tonight anyway, Dutch.
Talking last week, we were like, we should do more crossovers. I'm like, sure.
Okay, we'll plan it in advance. However, we should do a very short, you know.
Next time, tell us if you're planning stuff.
We should do
I'm glad you planned it a week ago.
We should do a very short warning to everyone in the United Kingdom.
Shut up. Go ahead, Marie.
Why, is there a rapist on the list?
No. Fireball, you know, uses the same stuff aspartame. What song?
Antifreeze, not aspartame.
Whatever. Aspartame, antifreeze.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. People are not drinking anymore because it's dangerous.
Drink antifreeze, kids.
Fireball.
It doesn't actually have antifreeze.
Fireball
in it.
Is equivalent and or worse than drinking antifreeze.
It's not.
Do
kids,
not drink
that's
it.
That's not true. You're lying. It's fine. You can drink Fireball.
Start doing shots of antifreeze, kids, at the bar.
Don't
when you,
say that.
When you go
kids,
to,
don't do that.
When you go to the bar, you ask the bartender for a shot of antifreeze, and you do it right there on the shot. Of antifreeze.
What the maker of Fireball whiskey was trying to tell us is absolutely don't drink my product. It will kill you.
Like antifreeze. Please, kids, drink antifreeze.
Sean.
So antifreeze tastes like cinnamon.
Yes, it's delicious. Kids, you should try it.
It's the tastiest thing, and it'll get you drunk.
It'll get you.
I just said it. I didn't know they were going to do it.
I don't know what Pitbull's going to do now that you can't drink Fireball whiskey anymore.
I hope they were going to do
Actually,
it.
They only pulled it from the shelves in Europe because they have a chemical in it that in Europe is you're not allowed to have it in certain stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I think the chemical is the same thing that's in ice cream, basically. It stops, you know... from freezing, but doesn't that antifreeze? You're not going to die. It's fine. It's actually fine.
So Fireball whiskey has the antifreeze chemical in it.
So if it stops it from freezing, that means that there's antifreeze in it.
So if your car is overheating, you can pour Fireball whiskey.
You know what? Fuck it. Whatever.
Basically, yes.
If your car's overheating, just pour Fireball whiskey in the radiator.
Oh,
you'll be fine.
Your car can take a shot of Fireball?
Yep. And you can take a shot of antifreeze.
Because if your car can handle Fireball, then you can handle antifreeze.
I'm suggesting anybody that's of age to drink responsibly, but take a shot of antifreeze. Responsibly.
Well, that was your public service announcement brought to you by morelikeradio.com. Drink antifreeze, not Fireball.
Speaking of being responsible, stay tuned for the Red Show coming up next.
How is that responsible?
Because if you don't listen, he made P-Rock make kill himself. So everyone listen to the Red Show.
Are we supposed to give shout-outs to P-Rock now?
Yeah, hey, what's up, P-Rock? Shout-outs. There, I give him a shout-out.
Hey, P-Rock, what's going on, buddy?
Go fuck yourself.
All right. Any legal questions? We got 1 minute, so...
I don't know how this works.
Producer.
Fireball.
Do something.
Yes.
Produce.
I was trying to set up a crossover, but you guys got all bitter about it, so...
Produce, motherfucker!
Do it right
now.
You
speak it.
Let's see. Neglected Hippo text. Mal says, I love Mr. Lopez. Or no, the Ms. Lopez. Let's see.
All right. No, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. We got to listen to the Red Show next. Play a summary.
We're bringing it back. I don't know why.